The Trump administration's practice of separating families at the U.S. border has raised questions about the long-term impacts on children, specifically children taken from their parents and put in shelters and foster homes. My colleague Rupa Shenoy spoke with Dr. Jack Shonkoff of the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. He's an expert on the long-term effects of what's called toxic stress on children.
In your research, can you give us any examples of children who experience toxic stress and separation from parents and how that might manifest later in their life? How you've seen that manifest later in their life?
Toxic stress is kind of opening up that black box of what is it about chronic stress that produces disease and produces problems in behavior and problems in learning. So it's the explanation for how this stress gets into the body and leads to these problems. The science behind this, as complicated as it is, really fits with basic common sense. This level of stress activation has a wear and tear effect on the body. It increases the risk for a whole range of diseases later on. It accelerates the aging process, and it makes it more likely that you won't live as long.
So the scientist is telling us that we don't need a scientist to tell us this.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I think for me, the crisis that's going on right now in this whole question about, so what is the impact of these forced separations on children at different ages? Science has a lot to say about what biologically is going on. But fundamentally, this is a moral issue. This is an issue of humanity. This isn't a kind of a scientific puzzle. And I think what's important about the science is it helps to kind of level the playing field. Let's not talk about different political ideologies. Let's not talk about different value systems or different political strategies. From a science point of view, there's nothing but bad for this, for children. However long it takes for the legislative process, for court hearings, for bureaucratic processing, and especially for the youngest children, as days and weeks go by, the clock is ticking and increasing damage is being done. That's what the science is telling us. It's not that the damage was done at the time of separation and now, you know, let's try in an efficient way to reunite these children. The science is saying you've got to move immediately because every week that goes by is increasing more disruption and more damage to these children.
Dr. Jack Shonkoff there. He's with Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Tomorrow, he and Rupa will continue this conversation in a Facebook Live. You can join us at noon Eastern Time on Thursday. Send us an email now with your questions to theworld@pri.org or post them on our Facebook page.